All right, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Please send your phones and watches on stun, and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please. Here.
Absent. Anthony Broderick. Absent. Derek Winnick. Absent. Dave Castellano.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Oakley.
Here.
Levon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. All right, we have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from February 16th, 2022. Any modifications, changes, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from February 16, 2022.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Since nobody is on the Zoom from the commission, Mr. Wicklin, we can do a voice vote?
That's correct.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. They are now out there forever to review. Chairman's report's next. Happy spring, 60-something degrees today, which means everything's melting, which means it's going to start to rain, which means let's talk about a federal flood control project of $275 million that if you don't do the ongoing maintenance and you don't pay attention, the yellowing pictures show what can happen as it relates to September 2008. We're far better prepared today than we were prior to 2008. However, we must keep in consideration we're managing Mother Nature. And when you get 10 gallons of water for a 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some challenges. However, I think this has been the entity that has helped bring everybody together to work for a common good, because we could all agree that stormwater specifically does not know geopolitical boundaries. Continuing to work together as a community in the watershed is going to do nothing but strengthen economic development across the board, just on top of the $4 million a year that we save by making, you know, people have the option to not pay mandatory federal flood insurance. Enough of that. Let's go into the finance report, which is the approval of claims for March 2022. We need somebody to make that motion so we can talk about it. Let's say, Joan.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for March 2022 in the amount of $192,270.60.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Ripa, anything in particular you'd like to point out?
I mean, just the typical couple claims here for Hasse Construction, when you refer to various flap gates and ladders, those were all repaired per the inspection report that we received from the Corps, so that we repaired these items, both the items for EDF's Boulevard and the flap gates, so that we could be more successful in our.
Was this just at the Boulevard, or is this everywhere on the system?
No, no. The EDF's Boulevard one is by the BMV. That was an entire gate that was needing repair. The various flap gates, there were a few, a couple by Klein, one off of Northcott in Bolton Hammond, and then there was another one behind a hotel in Hammond as well on 179th Street.
Thank you.
These gates were damaged. How, we don't know. Maybe criminal mischief, maybe, I don't know. But they were damaged. They needed repaired. We fixed them so that inspection would go a lot smoother. Norfolk and Southern Railway, $33,621. That was the payment that we owed them for them to do the work on Burr Street so we can eliminate a closure at Burr Street. That was last spring. They got the bill to us. Our engineer signed off on it. We have as-built sending, being sent to the Corps for their approval. And so that will be a new amendment to the guidelines. And then
how much is outstanding on that from the railway? Do we owe them any other money?
That's
or it. Done?
That's it. Their initial estimate was 50 some thousand dollars, and so we paid them 33. So when we initially did this project, they thought it would be 50, I think it was 54,000. And so the materials were less, the cost was less, and the labor was less. So
it's now down to 33.6. That eliminates a closure off of Burr Street.
So who's doing that closure? That was something that we were cobbling together when we had to go out there? Or was that something the county was helping us with? Or was that via Gary? Or was that one of those?
That was a closure that the city of Gary would have had to have done. If you remember, that was the closure that we would have had to eliminate or remove the ballast of the rail line and run a gate that goes underneath the rail line. That was also the gate that was recycled a few times that you've had to replace because it disappeared and walked away. No longer will we have to put that gate in place that we don't have to worry about anyone stealing that gate from us.
So let's do win another plaque for us, Dan, okay, with regards to how many closures that we had to do when the Corps turned this over to us have we eliminated, which is man-made hours. I mean, man hours during rain events. So it was Columbia, it's this Burr one,
it's gonna be, we'll start from west to east. It's Columbia, it's 35th and Chase, it's skipped a little bit, Burr Street, it's gonna be Harrison Avenue, and it's also Georgia.
Okay, five. Thank you.
They initially left us with 55,000 sandbags to put together. We're probably down to less than 15,000, and I would even say after we do Northcott, it'll be less than that. The only two closures really that we have to do, or there's actually four, Grant Street, Broadway, but those are very long in the event. Those were events of...
Right, those are the last ones we would have to close.
Correct. Then Cayman Avenue is only a foot and a half that needs to be done. On both Hammond and the Munster side. And then the last one is the River Drive one in Munster as you get to what used to be Wright's Barnyard.
Thank you.
Those are the four closures, besides the bad railroad gate that we're looking to replace, but that's not sandbags.
All right. And the payment to Christopher Burke for the Griffith Levee rehab, so that's for their,
That's for them to rehab the levee at Griffith, by the Griffith Golf Center, old Colonial Golf Course, from the railroad to Klein Avenue that was built by a developer. This will repair it and keep it to a level that both FEMA and the Corps recognizes and also help with flood protection throughout that entire South Bank.
Thank you. Back to the commissioners. Any questions for Mr. Repay about the bills? Either none, we have a motion and a second. Let's do roll call on this one. Mrs. Lambert?
Thomas
Lipke?
Yes.
Dave Castellano?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, moving right along. Mr. Repay, Executive Directors, what's going on as far as Project Tractor in your report? As we start getting nice warm weather and construction season seems to be upon us.
Yeah, so I guess number one, just for clarification, and this wasn't on my report initially, but something that was on the agenda that has now been removed from the agenda, that is the opening of the proposals for the property on Grant Street. Our facilitator, the Lake County Economic Alliance, had contacted us late yesterday afternoon, stating that there were some issues that they couldn't answer all the questions of all the people that had brought up questions to them. They felt it was in the best interest to delay this opening till May 18th of this year to allow for them to properly answer all the questions. So I just want to make that publicly clear. So it is now going to be May 18th. Not going to be talked about or not going to be open. We did not receive anything anyways from any party, and nor did we open anything. So that's number one, not on the monthly report, but certainly of interest to some. On to happy news, we received this great plaque for
championship
our
belt.
Yeah, the championship belt from the American Council of Engineer Companies of Illinois. Some of us were supposed to go to this event. It happened to be that snow event that dropped about 6 to 8 inches of snow on us. We decided better of not going up to O'Hare Airport to do that trip during rush hour. So, but they were, Patrick Engineering was presented this award. We also received another special award that gives us recognition into the national a council of engineering companies. It's being hosted in DC. So we are going to put this on our wall, which is, I think this is our first plaque of any sort of anything besides, I don't even think we sponsored a baseball team, so we don't even get that. So that is all for that project. We have contracted with a local landscaper who will maintain that and make sure that's cut and cleaned. We'll go on to Hobart Mitigation. Commissioner Nimitz invited me out there to participate in a controlled burn, which is where he's at today. I didn't get myself in trouble and he was safe. It was an enjoyable experience, but it's something now that he has to manage as a part of his day job in the Department of Natural Resources. We are still awaiting word from their director for a long-term agreement so that we can help them maintain this area before it goes bad. So we're...
goes bad, what do you mean?
When all the invasive species get in there, trying to be polite, but when the invasive species, then we lose the credit that we achieved by doing it. It's a 400-acre project, and it's something that we had to do as a part of the federal flood control project because we destroyed
we didn't, the project did.
Well, the Corps did, but we are the sponsor, so we directly have to pay for it. That was a $4 million project, and so we really don't want to go backwards on that. You guys awarded the Spring Park Award Park to Garrett Construction. Everything was in order. Our attorney reviewed it. The engineers approved it. They submitted all their documentation as of today to us, and so we'll work on a schedule to see when they will begin construction of that spring park. Chase Street cleanup, we had a contractor of ours go out there and clean some up. We will have Isaac Walton and some other various organizations out there in April and May to do some more cleanup. Unfortunately, people view this area as a place that they'd like to dump everything from mattresses to TVs and everything else in between. So we're going to work with those groups so that we can have plenty of dumpsters. They'll probably work from Burr Street, they'll cover Clark, and then they'll also do Chase Street. As I mentioned in the work study session, we are in the process of doing the Army Corps inspections. This year they flipped them on us a little bit. We used to do Gary in the early spring and then Hammond, Highland, Munster, Griffith in the more summer. For staffing purposes, the Corps wants us to start Hammond first, and that begins on April 11th. So I'll be doing inspections with them April 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and probably the 15th as well. This will also give me an opportunity to look over the bike trails to make sure we can update and upgrade the ones that that need to be done. If anyone is interested in doing this, I know it sounds exciting, but you're more than welcome to. Just let me know when you want to do it, and you can join me on the walk. Beaver Dam Ditch Study, I accompanied their report that was somewhat brief in the Beaver Dam Ditch Study. They will be presenting to us in April for a HEC RAS model. Bill was a big appreciative fan of that brief report. And we'll see, and you'll see what they've accomplished in their time since we've engaged with them in the fall. We are working with Lake County on Hart Ditch Stabilization, which will run roughly from Twin Creeks to Park West, all the way up to an existing area that was already stabilized. So county's doing the inspections, and we're gonna be doing the actual work. We're working on some sluice gate and—
Hart Ditch, with regards to the permits, is it the same lineup that we're waiting on again?
It is. It always is. Look, anytime you work in the river, you're going to deal with, this is a non-federal site, so you're always going to deal with a DNR permit and likely an IDEM permit. If you work within the project, it's going to be a 404 permit from the Corps. And if you work on the levee itself, it's a 408.
Is Lake County Drainage submitting the permits, or are we submitting the applications for those?
They are submitting. They have much more experience and patience than we do.
And they're submitted, though.
They are submitted.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to see if I can share my screen because I know you like pictures.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. I just lost connection for a second. So
sluice gate improvements.
Yeah, so I'm gonna show you what we're working on and things that we talked at. No, I'm just trying to find it first. Things that we talked about during our work study session. Let's see if I can tell.
Can Mrs. Lambert help you with this while you talk to us about what's going on?
No, okay. You can't. But I'm gonna find it. Show it to you. Share the screen. I know I'm not, but I can't share it. Bear with me a second. Oh, there it is. All right, so one of the areas that we talked about improving what were existing, I'm going to take this off, existing problems, and Bill, you, or Chairman Baker, you'll be very familiar with this. This is, just to give everyone some guidance, this is the old bus terminal on Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland. This is a pond that is somewhat stagnant, and this area here is a ditch that runs through it. Everyone understand where we're at? Hart's Ditch is,
that's Wicker Park.
Is here. Wicker Park is here. Now, as it's planned, how it works is Wicker Park is designed to flood during a high flood event. And since they have an old, when it does flood, they have to haul out this old-fashioned pump that they have to pump out from this pond right in this vicinity, which I believe is 6. And so what we're doing is, and what we're looking at, working with the engineering company who, by the way, designed this pump station, which is the Indianapolis Boulevard pump station, we're going to design it so that they don't have to bring out this pump anymore, that during a high rain event, it's able to take the capacity, run its course, fill up, and then when the river is at a point where it can accept more water, we are going to run a pipe that runs into this ditch here. And then if you see really close, here's an intake for that pump station. Now, the advantage of working with the same engineer that designed this pump, you can work with capacity issues. This pump station has more than enough capacity to take the extra water from not only the boulevard, because this was designed by NDOT, but also this additional water and flow, which will allow us to drain Wicker Park faster, make it more useful, and ultimately we will be able to take out all this water and connect it over here. So this water that the chairman has mentioned before that is green and full of stuff, we will be able to connect and drain it properly and make it in a more efficient manner than what they're using it now. So they're going to give us a proposal as to see what they can do to make that a reality.
So it's going to be gravity fed or pump?
They believe they can do it all gravity. We gave them the LIDAR information, the topography. They believe they can do it all gravity. The issue with they face now, and I say they, Wicker Park, and we haven't had great discussions with Wicker Park, but they don't have a connection to this. And if you've ever been out there, you know, it's a battle. We've been battling it for 10 years. They, of course, want it off the golf course because they want people to go golfing, and we have to make sure that they don't pump it. We'll sort of be able to control the pump. There'll be what we've imagined is a gate that will be right here and a pipe that runs underneath. That ditch there will feed into the pump station.
Whose ditch is that? Is that the park's ditch? I mean, we've been having this discussion for a long time, and nobody wants to touch that
thing. Well, the good news is, if I can get this.
Because if nobody's going to touch it, and we're going to spend some money, we'll take care of it, clean it out, because that thing is a mess.
So if you look now, this is one of the parcels that we're in negotiation with the city of, not negotiation, they just haven't completed the transaction. The city of Hammond owns that side of the ditch. Wicker Park's going to own that side of the ditch. Now, then you go to each individual, which is going to cause us trouble, but you know, it looks like right now that the ditch is split in half.
So the old terminal is owned to the probably the middle of the ditch. Hammond owns that. Right.
Well, Highland Redevelopment owns a bunch of land there too. So maybe we should engage them because some of those parcels further south from where you are right there are part of Hammond or Highland Redevelopment.
Right.
So back to the community working together, these are the types of things that need to be resolved because nobody is cleaning that thing up. And if we're going to start, you know, working on intakes and pumpings, we have to make sure that that stuff is maintained. Is the Corps going to have to be involved with this in so much as there's that one outlet into the river? The Corps is not going to be.
No, because, and we talked about that.
The Fed's not going to want to.
Exactly. Look at the good news is this. Initially, we thought we wanted to pump it over the top of this levee here, but after talking about it, if we feed it into the existing pump station, that already has an outlet at this location right here. That's you can zoom in. Here you see the outfall here. That's right. The outfall for that pump station. So we don't impact the levee one whatsoever. We don't increase any flow on. So it's acceptable and it's not a 408 driven project.
So is NDOT maintaining that structure there as well? Because there, I mean, if they do anything like they do at Kennedy, that's a problem. We should just put a blinking red light on it.
NDOT pays the town of Highland a certain amount of money to maintain that pump station.
So Highland.
Correct.
Not HSD Highland.
Highland.
Okay.
NDOT has an agreement with Highland. They pay them money to make sure that pump station is functioning.
And our interlocal for maintenance of pump stations with Highland does not include that, I would assume.
Correct, because that is not a part, that pump station is not a part of our flood control project.
Well, it sure looks like it with that picture, Mr. Repay.
Well, it has an outfall to it, but it isn't a part of the federal project. The federal do not recognize that as being a part of really? The project.
Huh. Shocking.
Nothing should shock you.
Well, we'll talk about this. I will never cease to be amazed. All right. So is Universal, what is this group called? United Consulting?
Correct.
That's the group that built the pump station for NDOT, or that's the group that's telling us water flows downhill?
No, they're the ones that designed the pump station for NDOT, for that location. And they're the ones we're engaging now to fix and solve the issues in Wicker Park to allow that whole area to drain better. Because what they will tell you, and they told me in our meeting, was they were thinking about addressing the same problem that we are talking about right now, but because it was a very specific project, they did not want to go down that path.
It's too hard, right? Okay, while you have that picture up, who cleans out the little ditch thing to the left there? Okay,
here?
Correct. Because now that has all phragmites in it and it's closed off. Now, I've never seen that thing open, but as we've talked numerous times, there's a lot of density around this particular location. A lot of folks use that. Between that structure and that whole setup and the other one where you have the bridge where you're supposed to drop the sandbag from the top of the bridge, I mean, those are two of my favorites.
There is a possibility by directing the flow to that pump station that we could eliminate this gate altogether because there's no need for it to be gravity fed that direction.
So maybe in this inspection season, you can tee up our friends at the Army Corps of Engineers as we walk by that that's something that we're looking to work on or would
they already know about what we're doing. That's why it does it. So in this sense, the water is supposed to drive to the north and go through this gate. And the reason why you probably see all the fragmites you do is because the flow isn't substantial through this area.
No.
So if we can eliminate this gate, that's a one less closure we have to put together, and we can drive it all to a pump station that is full of capacity.
Is this a design thing for this year, or do you think we'll actually do boots on the ground this year?
I think it's just design. I don't know if we could put boots on the ground, but who knows? Maybe they come up with a simple solution. And they can do it, but I'm not anticipating it to be done.
So please, in your next interaction with our friends at Highland, bring up that particular ditch along there, which is on the other side of the pathway, just to kind of get where their take is on that entire setup, please. And then that's also part of, you know, why we're there talking about that and trying to clean up and do some environmental things on those ponds that used to be the old Woodmark Country Club, the Heart Ditch scenario is to try to get those cleaned up as well and bring in the folks to help bring in a little more wildlife to that area. Hey, that looks like Northcott Bridge.
Well,
isn't that the bridge to Widmar?
Yeah, once I it is the bridge to Widmar. I'm sure a bunch of people paid for that one day. This used to be, what, 14? So since I have this up and I can share my screen and I don't need to fiddle around with it, this I was going to use this as an opportunity to talk about the Northcott Bridge. Later on in the meeting, we have a proposal to allow us to seek proposals to start constructing the closure. Now, this is a aerial view.
That didn't sound good, Dan.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't write it as well as you did.
Well, we're not closing the bridge.
We're making a closure structure. There you go. Because we would never close that bridge.
Never say never.
So back in 2008, this bridge had flooded and some of the neighborhood had flooded because of it. This was a sandbag closure on both the north side and the south side. Once the flood of 2008 happened, the town of Munster purchased water bladders. Those water bladders, as they are described, if you fill them up with water, they close the enclosure here and it works. For the time being, Hammond stuck with the sandbag closure on the north, and they're going to stick with the sandbag closure for everything that I'm talking about. In 2013, the city of Hammond, through its sanitary district and Town Munster, decided to construct a siphon bridge, which in essence they just raised the rails of this bridge up to the elevation of the 200-year flood event. Even though they were instructed and told by the Corps that that would never be certified as acceptable closure, because what the problem is, and I'm not an engineer, but most engineers will tell you anytime water gets underneath a bridge, things can happen to it and it could be undermined. So the Corps does not want traffic on that bridge while water touches the bottom of the deck. So because they built the siphon bridge, the water bladder on the Munster side never worked again because it was too small. And so the town of Munster decided to put blocks up, Jersey barriers, whatever you want to call it, and sort of configure in a Jenga type of way to close that with Visqueen over the top. That wasn't the most efficient way in use of time, and quite honestly, wasn't safe. And so in 2018, we engaged both parties, Hammond and Munster, to see if they wanted to change their closure. Hammond still wanted to stay with sandbags. Munster wanted to go with post and panel. You guys had purchased the post and panels earlier last year, actually. We will receive delivery of those post and panels. We are looking for the contractor to construct and properly build this closure, this temporary closure, has been approved by the Corps, and so that this will one day be stored in the Munster Town Hall, not Town Hall, but their Public Works Garage. So in the event that a rainstorm happens, this closure can be put up with 4 people as opposed to the 20 people that it took during a rain event.
And just as an aside, this is the first place that we have to close when there's an event.
Correct. It is always the first place.
It's the lowest part in the entire system.
That's correct.
Thank you.
There goes that. Sharing.
Hey, Dan, back at the original bus stop.
Yeah.
On that north pond, that's north of the bus stop?
Yep.
You see it's like green now.
Correct.
On the inside of it. It doesn't look like it holds a whole lot of water.
It doesn't, but it from what we gather, it takes the surface water from the parking lot that's there, and okay, and it gets put in into that pond.
Okay.
We cannot find any useful connection between that pond and the rest of the system.
So they could. So the company you're talking about that's going to do the, that did the existing pump station.
Correct.
They can't find a way to make it flow back reverse.
Oh, no, they're going to. Okay. We're going to fix that whole entire area. That this is, they're going to fix a sluice gate that's located just on the east side of the boulevard as well. That okay. The core built that, I mean, I guess I could share my screen again, right?
Had a question before you had moved it.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I just need to make sure that I see it.
Why are you doing that? So what's the name of the company that did the pump station you were selling?
United.
So United has already done capacity and demand determinations to make sure that we can accommodate whatever additional on that north side of that pond, as well as that section that we're closing off on the northwest.
So they're going to take into consideration this pond, all that's draining here, the land side, just so you understand all this, this is the top of the levee, you can see the path, but there's some landside water that sits in this ditch that all drains here. And then under extreme circumstances, when the park does flood, it allows us to open up the gate and to drain it a lot faster. Now they're also going to correct, and you can't necessarily appreciate this as much, but this is a vault that is, you have to climb down into a pit to close down the gate, the secondary closure, so that the water doesn't come from the river and flood out this entire EDF's boulevard. Okay. So what they're gonna do also as a part of this package is raise that gate up,
okay,
make it above ground like every other gate that we have. That, I guess, roof or top to it is probably, I would guess, over 100 pounds. It's unsafe.
Liability. Yeah. Okay. My main concern is that we just got a demand. They have done the historical demand, reviews and made sure that the capacity is there.
He said that they were going to think about doing what we're doing now, but for the time sensitive, their main focus for NDOT was getting water off the boulevard.
Sure.
That's what they.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, if we're gonna get into things, you see this little vault here. I will tell you that I'm trying to zoom out as best I can without losing it. But this vault here takes in all the water in this entire interchange, and it goes underground. And at a point, it's gravity fed and it won't feed the river. And sometimes if you drive by there, you'll see NDOT has put a little pump in that area that sucks it out and pumps it over the top of the river so that the expressway doesn't flood.
Okay.
I would tell you in the future that NDOT, I would assume, will go back and pursue and put a little lift station at this corner.
Where this
is a little vault here down to it. Yeah. And it gets stopped because when the water level gets up too high.
Okay.
Not speaking for NDOT, just telling you when the rain happens, you'll see a small pump that they'll install up there. And they'll have it up there for a week, 2 weeks.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Repay, you're still moving along.
Yeah. Oh, my voice is working all up too long. But we're still in the process of doing deep river cleaning. We spoke with the contractor. We spoke with Lake Station. They're still on board. We're going to go from Veterans Park to 51st. It's a little like an S. It's about 4,000 feet. We still haven't got a proposal on it, but everyone is on board. Lake Station and the county is going to help us with disposal of the old trees in that area. We will speak with about Griffith Levee improvements. The Griffith Levee, which goes from, I think we talked about it a little bit with the design work, but just for everyone else's edification, it's 50% complete with the design. We anticipate a project to be ready to be bid out here this summer. We continue to acquire real estate as instructed by the Corps. And then we already talked about Deep River. And we're looking at the possibility of fixing the railroad bridge between the Boulevard and Highland. It's Norfolk and Southern. It used to be Indiana Harbor Belt. It's the one, the area that the Corps built those large closure I-beams full of concrete near our utility corridor. So we don't have anything solid or concrete on that.
Hold on a second, Dan. Is the context from NS that worked with us for the closure at Burr, will they be the same contact people for this location?
Yep. And they're aware of it? We're using the same engineering firm. They are aware of it.
I'm talking about the railroad.
Right. So we have to prepare a small document or what our thoughts are to them, and then they will respond whether it's at least acceptable to them at face value to see whether they want to even pursue this. They may just say, you know, we want to raise the railroad track. We want to get rid of the piers in the middle of the river. But if NS says we're not interested, then it all stops.
So when is that paperwork going to the railroad? Because I think we should get some additional community entities to, you know, get engaged with that. Because nobody knows about having to crank that, you know, concrete.
Cities do.
Well,
the cities know about it, but I will tell you, to answer your question, we did a site visit with the engineer on the 3rd of March. So they're drawing up some preliminary thoughts to present to NS to see what their initial response will be.
Thank you.
And that is it, unless someone has questions.
All right, any questions for Mr. Lippe as far as what's going on out in the project world? All right, moving right along. Other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the resolution 2022-1 interlocal agreement with the town of Griffith for the Katie Marsh ditch diversion sewer intake screen raker replacement watershed project in the amount of $140,000. Oh, the final draft. Sorry, that's already been prepared by the attorney.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Ripe?
This is to correct a issue with a federal flood control project that is not ours, but that does help ours through the deep tunnel project. I think it's a good project, and hopefully the engineering will bear out a more successful outcome than what we have there currently.
All right, so this was the federal project that the Corps designed, but not part of our project. That's challenging as far as it working the way it was designed.
Correct.
And we're going to help try to fix it again. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
And Dan, this was for design.
Yeah, this was the initial engineering. Initially, if you guys remember, the application came in for everything, and we have never, I don't think we've ever approved everything fully. So they're going to engineer and make sure that the numbers are as tight as they can be and propose to us a new dollar amount.
Any other questions? Either or none? Mrs. Lambert?
Tom Shunke?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, move right along.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following resolution and interlocal agreement, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman for the resolution 2022-02 and an interlocal agreement with the town of Maryville for the Kaiser Ditch East Tributary Flood Control Improvement Project for the amount of $345,000.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. That was a mouthful. Mr. Repay.
Yes, it was. This is for the construction of the Kaiser Ditch. These are upsizing of the culverts and some small drainage areas.
Maybe since this is Lake County, we can come up with a new acronym for that instead of having that long thing. That'll be fun. All right, we got a motion and a second. Any questions, discussion? Either or none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-03 and an interlocal agreement with the Town of Munster for the Town of Merrillville, for the Hickory Ridge Apartment Flood Control Improvements Projects in the amount of $81,000, subject to the final draft and approval by Attorney, Executive Board, Executive Director, and Chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, and a second. Another one in Merrillville. What's going on, Mr. Repay?
Oh, Munster, we had the whole agenda. This is for the review and study of, there's a detention pond within that apartment complex that Merrillville believes can bear fruit as far as providing more detention that is already that is already allowed for or allowed for. They can bring some more to it.
So, you know, just as a background, we've already had the presentation, voted to approve it. Now we're voting the resolution and the actual document. Is there any other discussion with regards to this particular motion? Either or not, Mrs. Lambert?
Yes.
Dave Cockerell?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following resolution here. Interlocal agreement, resolution 2022-4, and interlocal agreement with the town of Dyer for the Dyer Ditch Hard Ditch Streamback Stabilization Project in the amount of $81,000, subject to the final draft and approval by Attorney, Executive Director, and Chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Repay.
This is we're a third of the total cost. The other two partners, one is Lake County Drainage Board, and the other is, I believe, the Homeowners Association to do this. And just for all these presentations, if anyone's interested, I believe they're still on our website for viewing. So if you want to see what these look like, better than my description, feel free to review those. So it's a stabilization project in a regulated drain.
Thank you. Any other discussion as it relates to the motion?
Mr. Repay, can you repeat again? So a third of it is the Homeowners Association, a third of it is here, the other third of the town of Merrillville?
Third of it's Homeowners Association, third of it is Lake County Drainage Board, and then a third would be us,
okay.
Roughly.
Is this a regulated drain at this location?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a patchwork there.
It's south of Maine.
Any other questions, comments? We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert?
Tom Schlinski?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the Executive Director to seek proposals for a new closure system on the Munster side North Cobb Bridge closure.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a second. Mr. Repay, anything to add after the visual that you gave us that was so informative?
I can't top that.
So. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay about the project? Either or not, Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Rocking and rolling. Next up, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us make sure things like the what's on the board from September 2008 don't happen again, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and help us, please. Yes, ma'am.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Floor is almost 7142 Forest Avenue in Hammond. The closure at Northcott. I'm disappointed to hear that the city of Hammond isn't going to participate in a hosting panel. I did have more than once watched the water bladder being inflated there. It doesn't work. I watched it roll downhill. Is there, Dan, do you have any idea why Hammond has chosen not to participate? And is the commission buying the product, paying for the product?
Reverse answer, we've already bought the post and panel.
Okay.
It'll be delivered, I think, tomorrow. I don't know exactly why Hammond chose not to. I believe, I mean, from a staffing point or standpoint, they have enough people to put the sandbags in place. They didn't want the posted panel, and so we just went on.
And if they should change their mind?
I would ask
if
these,
they can be
I would ask these folks up here on the board.
Would you entertain that thought?
That would be a question for
gentlemen.
My great commission. I can't make this. I mean, we offered it to them. Certainly things change. I understand. Some people prefer post-it panels. Sometimes it's not easy to put together or assemble.
We'll take it under advisement, ma'am, if that would be presented to us. How's that?
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Anybody else?
We have Terry from Zoom. Looks like he would like to make a statement.
All right, Terry, state your name and address for the record, please, and have at it, my friend.
Terry Stiegel. I live in Highland, Indiana.
Your microphone, somebody, or turn it up.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
You're all the way up.
You're all the way up.
Raising your hand.
All the way up.
The hand is up. So you got, yeah, let's see if maybe the other one, the second hand up works.
All right. Terry, we'll come back to you. Jim, if you want to try, we'll see if we can hear you. Mr. Weiser, can you hear us? Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I don't hear. I hear a faint.
You're unable to hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All the way up there.
I set up on your computer all the way.
I have my volume up all the way.
I can hear them if I sit here. Talk slow. I could be trying to translate.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. My name is Jim Weiser. I'm an attorney for a company called Bradford Equities. And I listened to Dan's presentation before, his statements relative to the Grant Street project and the apparent extension for the filing. And we respect the reasons why that had to occur. And we don't really have a quarrel or any argument with that. Simply what we wanted to point out or bring to the commission's attention is that had it not been for a chance text message that my client made to Dan early this morning indicating he was dropping off his proposal, we would have had no knowledge that it would not be accepted and would not be accepted in compliance with the publicly stated notice that required that proposals be submitted today. And ultimately it's all worked out, and Dan and I had an excellent conversation. Again, we fully appreciate what the issue or what the issues are. Our concern is that there was a publicly noticed process that my client spent many, many hours and many, many days preparing a proposal for. And then without, to the best of our knowledge, and I could be wrong, if I am, I apologize, but to the best of our knowledge, no official action was ever taken by the commission, but yet it was just somehow administratively extended without any action being taken or any determination made by the commission. And it just caused us some concern and raised some questions. Once Dan explained it to me, fully understood, my client fully understands. However, we just wanted to make you aware of the circumstances and let you know in case there was any question or concern that comes up later on, that had it not been for Dan advising us that it was going to be extended and that the proposals would not be accepted if they were submitted and would be returned, we would have made that submission. So we just wanted to make sure that was part of the public record that, in fact, we fully intended and were prepared to comply with your notice requirements that were publicly advertised. And that was just our concern, but we do appreciate, and I do appreciate Dan's quick response to us and explanation.
Thank you, sir. All right, do you want to try again with the other gentleman?
Yes, Terry, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
For the record.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, please, sir, state your name and address for the record.
Sure, it's Terry Stegall. Stegall, 8577 Kleinman Road, Highland, Indiana. What I'm wanting to do is, the commission is the steward of the watershed there along the Little Cal, and I think we need to take it very seriously under the circumstances that that are ahead of us over a long period of time here, and start rethinking maybe about whether we want to dispose of any land or not along the corridor that you own property already. I mean, we don't really know the future as far as what our watershed needs are going to be 30 to 40 years out. And you have some good parcels that you can utilize for that purpose, you know, to protect us from some of those disasters that happen. And with the all the evidence of the climate change issues, and not knowing where that's going to be in the future, I guess I would look to not dispose of any more of that land. And also, while you're at it, seeing what you can do to terminate the agreement with Maya to bring back control of that land. Because I think these are important parcels over there. And like I said, we don't know what the future brings as far as the with all the climate change issues and how we're going to deal with them. And maintaining that property is in the best interest of the citizens, and also trying to do things to improve the situation over there. I guess an example is one oak tree can absorb 3,000 gallons a year of water. So maybe, you know, we need to have a long-term plan of more planting along the Little Cal to help assist in those things and use that as our approach for the future. For the you know, take care of the watershed. So, like, again, I would oppose disposing of any more land, and anything you can do to terminate the Maya project that has not gone anywhere so far and may not would be helpful, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else like to speak? Going once, going twice. Closing that aspect of it, moving on to the point where we're going into April. Welcome to spring. The next meeting is April 20th, always the third Wednesday of the month, which we shoot for. Check the website for the location. And let's go down the line and have a conversation. Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank everyone that came out to the meeting publicly. Video conference as well as here, you know, present. I did have a question of clarification. Is the application submissions extended for the 35th Avenue, or are they just not being, are they just being deferred to be open?
We have received no submissions, so there's nothing to defer on that standpoint. So the new deadline would just be changed to the 18th of May.
Okay. All right. So thank you. So the only other thing I would add is I am still, there was some media coverage regarding Maya lately, and I think everybody knows my position on it from 4 or 5 years ago, that I was always opposed to it. And it It's not something the city of Gary overall as citizens want, and certainly not something that I'm in favor of. We have enough industrial type of business of that nature that generates whatever it generates along that particular area as well with the trucks and truck stops. I know we bring whatever revenue that we bring in with it, but you know, quite naturally, if it were that lucrative, every municipality, town, or whatever will be fighting to want to have that particular revenue that we have. So it's not lucrative in terms of what we're getting for it right now as a commission, and certainly what we're not getting for it right now as a municipality in the city of Gary. So I certainly would be open to some modifications or changes or cancellation or whatever type of retractions that can take place as it relates to Maya Energy not setting up that type of a business in that area. And those are my final words. Thank you.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Ware.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Oche.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Castellanos.
Well, first of all, I just like to echo the comments made by Commissioner Whitaker regards to the Maya's situation, and I'm in full favor of what he said. Also, I want to say that I want to wish everybody, especially Women's Month, that we should celebrate that. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Whitaker, anything to add?
Nothing to add.
All right, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed. Yay. Thank you, everybody. Happy spring.